L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batzler with Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He writes political economics, and we've been addressing inflation. And there's a connection between inflation and Omicron. First, Omicron. More than 1,000 people a day are now being infected with the Omicron variant in Britain. Official data suggests it will account for most of the country's coronavirus cases within a month, and appears to be spreading as fast as the original strain did at the start of the pandemic. Scientific advisors to the government believe that Omicron infections in Britain are doubling every 3 days. There is increasing concern in Whitehall about the speed. One scientist said that there would soon be so many cases that travel restrictions become pointless. I connect that to Joe's remarks about inflation. Headline out of the Financial Times, again based in London. Omicron adds to doubts over ECB's commitment to further stimulus. European Central Bank. Debate inside central bank reflects questions over new variants' impact on inflation. Joe, I understand these headlines are tumbling upon us suddenly, but right now you're living in London. What is the news presentation of the Omicron? Does it require more stimulus? Are they mildly suggesting lockdowns again? Are the hospitals strained? Have they given you any statistics yet?
Well, there's a lot of concern over this here for several reasons. I mean, one is the hospital capacity issue. I mean, it is important to note that in the UK, as in many other places right now, all indications so far are that the Omicron variant is producing very mild illness and is not sending people to hospitals in large numbers or even at all, which is very good news, except the Brits have to be very anxious about this until those early reports are confirmed, because the socialized National Health Service struggles even in a normal winter without a global pandemic going on. And so we're coming into the flu season, which is a very difficult period when the NHS tends to find itself very badly strained even before the COVID pandemic started. And then in that kind of scenario, if you get this new variant, particularly if there's any suggestion that it might evade the vaccination program, which has been so successful here, people will naturally be sitting on the edge of their seats waiting to see what the effect on the hospitals is going to be. And, you know, there's this added psychological element that I think the Brits were really traumatized by Christmas last year, because Prime Minister Boris Johnson had promised everyone that there were not going to be restrictions over Christmas, that there wouldn't be any lockdowns or the like. And then there were. Sort of at the last minute, he ended up pulling the rug out and imposing all of these limits on the people's ability to go to each other's homes for the festive season and that sort of thing. So I think there's also been a sense after that experience where there was this terrible bait and switch that left a lot of people awfully disappointed and lonely over the holiday season. You know, they see another variant coming around at this time of year, even though the government currently says it has no intention to impose new restrictions. People remember that that's what they said last year, and then they did. So I think we really have to hope that the evidence emerges that this produces very mild illness that would not force that kind of action.
And the headline about the European Central Bank and Omicron and further stimulus, is that also a debate in London? And can you comment on the ECB's planning? Because they were less generous than the U.S. Congress was in the first year. Has there been a change of opinion about whether stimulus is helpful or inflationary?
Well, it's been this interesting dynamic going on here because, I mean, in terms of the policy response to this variant, the reactions have been pretty different in the U.K. versus the rest of Europe. So, you know, here in the U.K., there's a sense that the economy was relatively healthy. And before this, there was a sense that the pandemic was more or less under control. I mean, Britain had had very high case counts all through the summer, but the hospitalizations and deaths had not been keeping pace with that because of the successful vaccination. Whereas in Europe, policymakers already had been concerned about a new wave developing, partly because many countries there are lagging behind in their vaccination rates, and now Omicron comes along. And so I think that in terms of the economy, that's leaving policymakers in a very different place. Here in the UK, there is still the speculation about whether the Bank of England is going to try to step in to control inflation, or whether they might find that they need to hold off a little bit while they wait for the news to come in on the variant. In Europe, it's a stranger sort of debate, because they're thinking that they might, the variant could force them to withdraw some of their stimulus if they're worried that it might start triggering more inflation due to supply chain issues. So I think that this just illustrates the extent to which, until we know more about the health impact of the variant, you're going to have policymakers kind of grasping around in the dark, grasping at straws, figuring out what the correct policy response is going to need to be.
The policy response so far from the Johnson government includes red listing countries, travel, and includes the suggestion that promises that there will be remedies available, that the third jab is coming. Also promises that they'll be very hesitant to close down schools again because of the psychological damage. It's on the front page of the London Times. To children, their year behind masks. So is the Johnson government right now celebrated because it's learned its lesson, or is it questioned because it changes its mind from week to week?
Everyone seems to be unhappy with Boris Johnson's government for one reason or another. So I think that on the one hand, the travel is a really interesting issue, because they placed some Southern African countries on the red list, which means that people coming back all have to pay, $3,000 or $4,000 for a 2-week quarantine in a hotel. But for the most part, their focus has been on testing requirements, which already are pretty burdensome and are having a negative effect on travel because the tests are expensive. You have to self-isolate at home when you get back for a couple of days until you get the result.
Joe, I asked too big a question. We'll continue. Sternberg in London. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.